I'm David.
And I'm Evie.
And we would like to welcome you to this edition of the Little Guys Podcast on, what's the date, Ev?
I believe it is October 30th.
There you go, October 30th, 2015.
15, right.
I know the year at least, I think. I don't know. The Little Guys store is located at 191st and LaGrange Road in the south suburb of Mokena, south Chicago suburb of Mokena. It's where Mokena meets I-80. It's easy to get to from just about anywhere. And the store is really cool, so you should come and check it out. We're open.
We are open Monday through Thursday from 10 until 6, Friday and Saturday from 10 until 5, and we are closed on Sundays.
There you go. And you can always check us out at thelittleguys.com, and you can email us anytime at info@thelittleguys.com. And we're pretty pumped. We're pretty excited about today's podcast because, while it's a kind of a special edition, a little surprise, we do have Sean Cadley and from Lutron, and Eric Loving Foss, who is the Lutron representative in the Chicagoland area, I assume Illinois?
Yes, Illinois.
There you go.
In Northwest Indiana.
There
too.
You go. We consider Northwest Indiana part of Illinois.
Yeah.
So. And we're going to talk about lighting and lighting control. We're going to ask them some questions, and I think you're going to be pretty surprised at how easy it's become and how what a long way it's come since the early days of lighting control.
But absolutely.
But first, so
we do ask you to send us questions. Any questions that you have, we'll answer on the podcast. And I did get a question from a listener who wanted to know, what is the difference in the formats, and what format should they choose to actually buy tickets for the new Star Wars movie that's coming out, because everybody is buying them right away.
I got to say something. I don't get the concept of buying tickets for a movie. I understand a concert where there's one show or two shows, and then it's over. But the movie is not going to change. I mean, it is going to be the same for the next 10 years.
Right, and my attitude is always, okay, I want to wait until everybody's, the theater's been crowded, everyone's seen it, you know, and then I can go and be basically alone in the theater. That's how I want to see it. But
some people want to do
the party thing. They want, everybody, like-minded people all together.
They dress up as R2-D2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it Real 3D?
Yeah.
IMAX 3D, RPX. At first I was like, RPX? And I said something to you, and you said, maybe you mean THX. Well, so actually I looked it up. There's the different movie theaters have come out with their experiences. RPX is a Regal premium experience, and the AMC chain has a ETX, enhanced theater experience. And both of them are basically the same thing. They have Dolby Atmos, which any movie you go to, you should try to watch it in Dolby Atmos because it's really amazing sound. And also, they generally have larger screens. And who doesn't want to watch a movie on a larger screen? Some of them have better furniture, maybe the floors aren't as sticky, that kind of thing. Eventually the floors will be as sticky, but they charge about 40% more for a ticket for these. And if it's a really important movie for you to see, like Star Wars should be for everyone on this planet, absolutely it's worth the extra money. Now, there is the best theater in the world, apparently, is an IMAX laser theater. Nobody in Illinois has to worry about it because there isn't one. There is one in California, of course, and I believe there's one in Alaska, in Anchorage, Alaska, of all places. And then the rest of them are pretty much in Europe right now. But I think it's totally worth the money to go to one of these theaters.
And get the enhanced experience.
Get the enhanced experience. Now, when you go online and read comments that people have made, some are screaming, oh, they charged me 40% more and it wasn't worth it. I guess it depends on what movie you saw. Others said, oh my God, it was so loud, I couldn't stand it. Well, the theaters might be guilty of racking up the sound a little bit too much. But if you can stand it, if your ears are good.
The overall experience is...
I like it loud, yeah. So, I'm fine with it. But the overall, if you want the best sound and picture experience, then Regal has this RPX, and AMC has this ETX. There's a couple of Regals, Regal City North Stadium 14 in Chicago. There's one in Warrenville. AMX. I know they have Dolby. I'm sorry, AMC. They put all these X's in here. Confuse me. AMC. I know that they have Dolby Atmos and Sony 4K projectors, which gives you a fabulous picture in a lot of theaters. As far as the enhanced theater experience, that might include a certain theater in the complex that has the bigger screen,
just go online
that
and
has
check it
the
out
better furniture. But to me, totally worth it.
And by the way, Dolby Atmos, which we have on display in the store, and you can experience, it's truly. For me, it's truly a complete change in surround sound experience. It's not, yes, it's really cool if you can do all the speakers and have the overhead stuff and that kind of thing. But even when you don't, we enhanced ours a little bit with just one extra pair of speakers. We actually converted our 7.1 system to 5.2.2, I guess, because we have two woofers or whatever that. And I'm telling you, the difference in the placement of sounds, and it's just killer. It's huge. It makes a big difference. And we're going to do a show, and Tom's done a lot of research and spent a lot of time figuring out the Atmos details and just how cool it is. And I guess we'll get him on the other side of the board for once and interview him about Dolby Atmos in a future podcast. But let's get on with it.
Okay.
Let's ask Sean and
David. You should run some private screenings in one of your great theater rooms.
Yeah, we get Lucas to give us Star Wars. Disney.
Disney,
we have to get
right,
Disney to
right.
give us Star Wars. We're all over it. We have some great demos for you to clips from movies, music, concerts.
We have movies now. There's
full-blown movies.
Blu-rays that are being produced with Dolby Atmos. So
and everyone's always invited in to come on in. I mean, you know, sit down. During a sale, we have popcorn. I mean, come on in, sit down, relax, and watch the show.
Right. You choose the right movie, and I'll sit down with you.
There you go. All right. So first, why don't you guys, I guess, Sean, tell us a little bit about Lutron. What is, because we know Lutron. We've been in the industry a long time. But what is Lutron to the...
Well, I'm sure most people know the name Lutron. They go to the hardware store to get a replacement light switch or the plate that goes around the light switch because, you know, those tend to, you know, you tend to break them when you throw things at them. And so most people think of it as light switches.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I found, too, that some people, you know, may know Lutron, but they don't know that it's called Lutron. When, you know, I'm out with my friends, someone says, hey, Sean, what do you do? I say, I work for Lutron. They go, what is that? And I say, well, you know, we're a lighting control manufacturer. And they say, well, what does that mean? And I say, well, basically what it means is that if you have a dimmer in your house, the likelihood that we made it is actually pretty high.
Yes.
So, you know, back in 1959, our owner and founder, Joel Spira, invented the first solid-state dimmer. So again, what does that mean? It means that before you vented this dimmer, in order to dim your lights, you needed to have this chunk of coil basically in the wall the size of a bread loaf that would get really, really, really hot. And it was not convenient or easy at all for a home. So he invented a dimmer where you're able to take out an old switch, put in a dimmer into the wall, and be able to dim your lights. And that's really where we started. It was a major innovation for the lighting control world back in 1959. You know, since then, we've grown from a single very small company in Pennsylvania where it was just Joel and his wife Ruth Spira selling dimmers out of the back of a car, to a really an international company where not only we've grown as the size of a company, but in the products that we're able to do, what lighting control really means has really grown. So, for example, you know, we still certainly do have that dimmer in the wall where you go to Home Depot, go to the little guys, you get a smart dimmer, you're able to dim that one light up and down. But we also have systems on the commercial side where in the New York Times building in New York City, the facility manager, through his lighting system, can say, hey, you know, on the 42nd floor, that light right in that corner area, that light's about to burn out. I should go change the tube. Or
really cool stuff.
Yeah. Or, you know, in a home, when I'm laying in bed, instead of arguing with my spouse or my significant other about who's going to go turn off the lights, I just hit my goodnight button and my entire home shuts down just like that.
So lighting is from, I like to say that lighting has gone from a Jetsons-like experience, showing my age. A lot of people don't know who the Jetsons are, but yeah. A Jetsons-like experience to everyday life. I mean,
absolutely.
It's just part of what we do now. We expect there to be dimmers.
Yes.
Right? Dimmers are kind of all the time now. And the current thing is, you don't have to have some futuristic mansion to get special lighting. I mean, it's just not the way it is anymore. It doesn't have to be that way. It's for everybody.
Absolutely. You know, you go back 10 years and, you know, if we wanted to provide a Jetsons-like solution where, you know, you wake up in the morning, you press your good morning button, and your lights automatically dim up, your shades come up, allowing natural light to come into your home, you know, your coffee machine automatically turns on, and you really have that, you know, that morning experience. To make that happen today no longer costs the tens of thousands of dollars that it used to. You know, I used to joke, you know, it's funny, even, let's say, 5 years ago, the question Lou Trump people used to ask homeowners, say, you know, what's the first thing you touch when you wake up in the morning? And 5 years ago, their answer was their light switch. Guess what the answer is today?
Your phone.
My phone. and so, you know, the way that I think technology and in particular smartphones has changed the way that we live, lighting control, which certainly is an integral part to the way that we interact with our homes and our space, has also migrated to allow more and more people to get that Jetsons experience where they touch their phone in the morning, they check their mail or they check their whatever they're checking, but they also turn on their lights from their phone now. And that's no longer and the cost, the tens of thousands of dollars it once did, it's now available to the masses.
So, besides the fact that there's more of it,
sure,
it's become simpler to do lighting control because almost every house has a network at this point.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, every house has devices on the network as opposed to in the old days where you had one computer and that's the only thing that it was for. It's what else? The switches have become more economical.
Absolutely. You know, I was reading an article the other day where there's in like the IT software world, there's a theory that, you know, every year you're able to put twice the amount of data on a chip on half the size of the computer chip. And I don't know if those are the exact numbers, but it's something.
Yeah, yeah.
There's exponential growth in technology. So as technology advances, you know, everyone, not only, you know, lighting control manufacturers, but we're able to do a lot more for a more economic cost. So systems that allowed you to control your various dimmers and lights from your phone back in the day that required multiple processors and extra networks now today live very easily on your Wi-Fi network. The actual communication between the lights actually is on, at least for Lutron, is on our RF technology called ClearConnect technology, which essentially it's a very, very low frequency that does not live on your Wi-Fi. This is really nice because if your Wi-Fi goes down, you're still absolutely able to control your lights. And lighting is a life safety issue. We're not comfortable with if RCN, you know, falls apart, I still need to be able to turn on my lights no matter where I am. So
totally makes sense.
Yeah.
So with lighting control, and we're talking in general kind of a concept, let's give a couple of scenarios. Let's talk about some scenarios. You gave one, you wake up in the morning, you reach over, you grab your phone or you touch a little button on the side of your nightstand or whatever it is, and the lights light up to where you want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
When you go, the one that comes to mind the most often for me is, well, two things. One, when I'm going to bed at night, I can never remember if I turned off the light in the kitchen or if I turned off the light in the living room or did I leave the outside porch light on or do I want to leave the outside porch light on and I didn't turn it on. Those things never, I just can never remember what I did. How about just I touch that button that says nighttime and my alarm turns on, my alarm, security alarm turns on, and all my lights go to where they're supposed to go, right? And that's reality today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and even, you know, let's take a step back because that's, you know, a whole home application where your whole home shuts down. But let's say just in my bedroom, I don't want to get up and turn off that light switch right across the bed from me after I've gotten comfortable, I've read my book, I'm ready to close my eyes. There's no reason for me to get out of bed. I can just hit a little remote or even hit my phone and have all the lights just in my bedroom turn off.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Right, and we're not just talking about new homes that you haven't built yet.
Yeah.
We're talking about homes
retro
that retro already exist. You already have, you know, the standard light switches in your walls. You can change it to have lighting control.
And,
absolutely.
And the Lutron's new version of this is called Caseta?
Yeah, it's called Caseta Wireless.
There you go.
So it's honestly it's the most simple and affordable and reliable solution that we have out on the market today. So all it is really simply, so let's say you have a dimmer in your wall or a switch in your wall even. You just take out that switch, put in the Caseta Wireless dimmer or switch, and that's it.
You're done. The app is free?
The app is free. So there's a little, I'd say it's a, you know, that Lutron ClearConnect RF technology I was talking about. It's a translator between that RF technology and getting it onto Wi-Fi so your phone can connect to it.
Yeah.
You download the app for free once you have that bridge. Those little remotes that we've been talking about, you know, just connect right onto the app itself, or they don't even need to have the app. You can just have an application where you have your dimmer in the wall, you have a little remote by your bedside, and you're done.
And we're really just talking about a few hundred dollars. We're not talking about thousands of dollars anymore and tens of
we've done
lighting systems in big homes that were tens of thousands of dollars, mega tens of thousands of dollars. And it's all kind of just translated down to this simpler process. And if you have a home that's under 2,500 square feet, you could literally do a house, you know, depending on how many loads there are, for maybe $100 a spot or $100-something a spot. It's not real expensive.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, a great example is, you know, I live in a one-bedroom in Chicago, and granted, it's a one-bedroom in Chicago, so how many lights do I really have? But, you know, retail cost for me, you know, install and everything was around $600 to $700, and that's what retail was.
Yeah.
It's not even, you know, my Lutron employee discount. So, you know, and for myself and for others who are looking for a little bit of smart home technology, that can be a really affordable price.
Yep.
But even if it's not, if I wanted to go into my bedroom and be able to turn off my lights from my bedside table and not have to get out of bed, that's less than $100, or it could be.
I mean, it's just so it's so simple. It's a thing that you kind of just. For us, being a little bit older, for us it was something that was
a little bit.
A lot. it was a way into the future thing. It was like crazy that you'd be able to do that, and now it's just you just take it for granted. It's simple to do, and the fact that they've gotten this product down to that extremely affordable price points is pretty amazing. I mean, and it's not limited to just that one switch.
And you don't have to do it all at once.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know you can stick your toe in the water. Say okay. Mm-hmm. You know, my biggest issue is I'm all comfy in bed and someone's got to get up and turn out the light. You know, start there.
Yeah, or even you can start where, you know, you're not wanting to walk into a dark home at night. You put a little dimmer in your foyer. You put either your remote or your phone in your car. And when you drive up, you hit on the on button and you never walk into a dark home ever
again. They have actually a little visor remote, right?
Yep.
Click onto the visor. Or if you want to get into it a little bit more, you can actually, when your phone connects to your network, it senses it and turns on the lights for outside or whatever.
You're never
walking into a dark house.
Yeah.
I mean, what's cooler than that? I mean, that's just awesome.
Exactly.
I like the middle of the night bathroom scenario too or whatever, where in our bathroom, there's a light switch that you hit on the outside of the wall when you're going into the room.
Mm-hmm.
There's two lights on the inside to light up the middle area and then where you're actually going to go to the bathroom, toilet, I guess. There's a million switches. Or when I go to take a shower, I actually hit three switches or four switches or five switches. Why shouldn't I just hit a button and have it? I could call it shower if I want to on my phone.
Absolutely.
I'm putting on the music on my phone anyway to stream so I can listen to it while I'm in the shower or whatever it is. Why wouldn't I?
You know, I love hearing that because sometimes you don't realize when you're looking outward and looking at other people. I'm always thinking about my sister who lives in Florida, probably spends 10 minutes in the evening turning on different lamps around the house. And you've just explained a scenario that we do every day.
Yeah.
You know, there's how many switches in the bathroom when you eat individually, you go
That's
hit
ridiculous.
All of them. And why not just hit one button and have
–
it's the same light you turn on every day.
Yeah, and it's still, and in the, I think the home theater scenario still comes into play. It can,
absolutely.
You can tie it into the home theater, and you can zone your theater room or your media area or whatever it is so that the lights are dark in one place and not in the other. Mm-hmm. You can set scenes, right? So you can,
yeah.
You can set scenes and do that. And then, so we're talking about pushing buttons, where you can push a button to do this or you can push a button to do that, but there's other ways to control it too, right, with this new system?
Absolutely.
We can talk
yeah.
to it?
Yeah, so that's a great point. So Lutron, we have a great partnership with Apple, and we were actually one of the first manufacturers that Apple would announce to be partnered with them to provide a HomeKit, a HomeKit option. So it's actually amazing. You can say, hey, Siri, you know, turn on my living room lights, or hey, Siri, turn off my upstairs, and the lights will automatically turn off.
It's crazy.
It's and actually it was very funny. The first time I saw it in action was this morning at your display in your store today, where Tom was demonstrating Siri with his phone, and it's incredible. I mean, there's no delay time. It happens automatically, and it's really very very impressive.
And does Siri say anything when you do that, or does she just does it?
Yeah, she tells you. Yeah. She's like, yeah, your lights are on. Your lights are on.
Siri, so. Can I choke you? No.
I don't know where we're going with that.
All right, we'll let that go. All right. So the lighting thing has just become just more common. It's for everybody. There's no reason anybody should not have some automatic switches, some automatic lighting, some control. Start out simple.
Yeah.
I mean, really, really simple. Start out with one switch, two switches. Eventually, you know, set some scenes. Get to learn how to use it. Get comfortable with it. It's such an easy
concept. It's not just lights on, lights off.
No.
It's, you know, you can set scenes. Like, if you're having a party, you want, like, maybe mid-level. You're cleaning or whatever you want, full on everything bright,
or you're entertained. See, I have a good friend of mine who loves to have dinner parties, and she has dimmers in her apartment as well. But you know, she goes through and actually like sets the dimmers to her, and I'm not kidding. Like she sets them to the perfect level every time, and it just makes me laugh when I see it, because you know I help people create those scenes for a living with the push of the button, and she goes through and adjusts the lights so that when her guests come, you know, every her home looks perfect.
Yeah.
And it's really being showcased in the right light. I think the other important points, I know we're wrapping up sometime soon, but is that Lutron has gotten to the point, and lighting control has gotten to the point where, you know, we have a solution for every single size project. You know, today we've been talking quite a bit about Caseta Wireless, which is one of our mid-level, or it's our lower-end solution really made for the masses. But, you know, we certainly have those projects that, or the product line that can, you know, control every single light load in your 50,000 square foot estate and everything in between. So there's really a complete suite of products and lighting control solutions available to everyone today.
Yeah. Our experience has been not only in residential, but in commercial applications.
Absolutely.
Too, for
Absolutely.
Restaurants and office buildings and offices and stuff like that. Obviously, you
Absolutely.
Guys are, that's your space, you own that or whatever, and you're the best at it. The thing that's amazed me about Lutron since we've been dealing with it, which is a pretty long time,
yeah.
Is the stuff works. Mm-hmm. It just works. It's I can't tell you that we've, you know, had to swap out a switch or whatever it is. I mean, it's just been super reliable, extremely well built. I don't think you just jump on something and send it out into the marketplace.
No.
You're too big to screw around with that. You don't experiment with on people's dime. You
absolutely
you make sure a product's right. You make sure it's doing what it's supposed to do, functioning correctly. Being in the industry, we've used Lutron in our homes in the past, and we've done some giant projects. We've, you know, 24,000 square foot homes with full HomeWorks applications, which is your premium residential product or whatever, and it's completely different concept. This, I think the thing that excites me about this is that it's not just for the people that are at that level. Those people can still have the most ultimate cool
Absolutely.
Wow experience ever or whatever, but now so can everybody else.
Yeah.
Absolutely. On an affordable basis. And again, I think really important point that Evie brought up, just a step at a time.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be all at once. You can do it as you want to do it and grow and expand and change and stuff like that. And at the little guys, we can provide you with the installation and the product and show you how to set the scenes and show you how to do the programming. And the programming isn't limited to just the lights. Mm-hmm. Right? We can bring in thermostats.
Yeah, Caseta Wireless integrates directly with Nest thermostats. So if you have a Nest in your home and you want to control all of your lighting and all your temperature and even your shades from your Caseta app, you are absolutely able to do that. We also partner with Honeywell Wi-Fi thermostats right through the app as well.
And then also the security, right? The
yeah.
alarm.
Yep.
If you have the right Honeywell
yep.
panel,
Elk.
Which, by the way, we have the right Honeywell panel, so we got to work on that. And the plumber's pipes always leak, so we're always last to get everything.
Right. Right. It was just a few years ago that I was using 7 remotes.
So we want to thank both of you guys for coming in. I know we didn't really give
I did want to mention one more thing before we wrap this up about Lutron. For people who are building a new home or considering building a new home, sadly, builders don't seem to be real clued into this. And they're putting it, when I'm in Florida, my sister loves to go to model homes. I don't know why, but she does. So we went to these model homes, and they're $2 million, and there's row after row of light switches.
It's so
you know,
sick.
Like four in a row here, and then right underneath another four. And I'm, what? You know, and this is in the last year.
Oh, well, yeah.
I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up, too. The light switch in a place where you don't have a wire.
Yeah.
That's a really important thing, a really cool thing. If you switch over to this lighting control, there's actually and you don't have a switch in the room that you wanted to control the lights from, or the switch isn't on the wall in the right spot where you wanted it to be. You actually have an on-wall switch that puts this little
It's wire free. So basically, you know, a great example of this is sometimes for a reason. You know, the switch to the entry of a room is on the side where the door is opening to. So in order to get to the switch, you have to go into the room, go around the door, and then switch on the light. And all you really need to do to fix that is replace that poorly placed switch with a, you know, a little wireless switch. Then take that little same remote control we've been talking about, because it fits into a designer style opening. Tape it onto the wall, and now you have a switch that you haven't had to run any wires for.
It's really cool. We have them on display, right? So this whole thing was inspired by us setting up this kind of display for you to experience lighting control in one small space. In the past, we've done it where we've set it up in all the rooms throughout the store, but you're not in one place kind of seeing all the things going on. You have to go from room to room to do it, and this all-in-one spot. Wiring or lighting display really, really makes it simple to understand, and we'll take you through it.
And I think to Evie's point too, ask your builder about what technology is being put in your home. If they say, what is that? I mean, there are plenty of places. Little Guys is a fantastic example to go and show them what we're talking about. So I say, come here and help educate your builder as well.
Builders and contractors are trying to get in and out of a project. They want it to be
fast. And they're under the gun price-wise,
right,
too.
Right, and they're trying to be competitive, and they don't want to lose you. So it's just a place they can kind of let slide.
I mean, we did an addition to our house, and the builder figured just average stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not figuring average stuff. You know, I go in and I want this sink, I want this shower head, I want this, you know, I want this, this, and this, And it raised the price substantially, but I wasn't angry with the builder. It's because that's what I wanted. It wasn't an average thing. So if you're not building an average home, you know, expect to have some add-ons.
Yeah, but I think the cool thing about this lighting is it's not more expensive, much more expensive than regular light switches. It's not that it costs
Correct.
A lot more money.
Correct.
It's
you're starting
it's
from
just
scratch,
way,
for sure.
Way more flexible. And if you're building a new home, there's no gray area. Why pay for the other switch first? Why even pay for that switch? Just put in the right one in the first place, and you're done. But any retro job, any going back in and condos downtown or wherever they're at. I mean, it's not an issue.
Mm-mm.
It's not an issue, and it just enhances your overall enjoyment of life. I mean, it's just way cool. You know, we're coming up with a little bit of the lazy scenarios or whatever, but why not? Why not have it be convenient? Why not have it do that? You can also, my understanding is correct, you can kind of set it so that the lights maybe don't go up to 100%. Maybe they only go up to 90% or 85%. And it's pretty tough to discern whether your lights are all the way up or 80%, 85%. Was it? You can't tell 10%.
Yeah.
So you're using less energy.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
So there's some energy savings there, too. And you can set the, as you expand and do the whole house, you can set the whole house to maximize out at a certain spot when you hit the.
Well, there's got to be energy savings in general because, you know, if you're laying in bed watching TV for 2 hours thinking, I need to turn the kitchen light out, if you had been able to 2 hours ago turn that kitchen light out from, your phone, you would have saved 2 hours worth of energy there. And, you know, that's just, it's not a whole lot of money to leave the light on for a few hours.
Five nights a week.
Right, and you're talking about every light in your house or many lights in your house.
Yeah, with the energy, to touch on the energy aspect of it, these dimmers are, incandescent and halogen, but they're also the C.L. Lutron technology, which means it controls compact fluorescent and approved LED lamps as well. So if people have, like, incandescent now and they want to upgrade to the LED to save even more energy, the same dimmer switch will control that.
That's awesome. So.
That's important to know. Yeah, because I'm in the process of switching to LED.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's another thing. You do slowly. You don't wake up on Monday morning and decide I'm going to change every light in my house to LED. But a room at a time, a couple rooms, a couple places during the. You just do it slowly and eventually get there, and it's huge savings. We did it at the store.
Oh, yeah.
We did wake up on a Monday morning and change all the lights in the store, but that was different. A different situation. And Tom measured the light load. Measured the light load, the difference in the change, and it was unbelievable. And, for us, being on every day, 6 days a week, all those hours or whatever, it's significant. So, a lot of cool savings there, too. So,
absolutely.
So to kind of sum it up, it's about having control and security. It's a wow factor.
It's something that you interact with every day, and I think that technology is changing the way that we interact with the various devices in our life. And so it's certainly a security factor. It's the wow factor. But also I think it's become more and more of our day-to-day norm. I would guess in, say, 5-10 years, if you can't control your every single device in your home from your phone, it's going to be like a what? Like, it's like saying, like,
what up?
Like,
it's like somebody's going to make billions of dollars creating an app that controls all your other apps.
That's called my iPhone.
Yeah. All right. So we need to thank Sean and thank Eric for coming in and spending time with us.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great last minute appearance.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate your time.
We want to remind everybody to email us anytime, info@thelittleguys.com. Come and check us out at the store. It's 191st and LaGrange Road in Mokena, south suburbs of Chicago. That's Mia chiming in and saying goodbye. It's the south suburbs of Chicago. The store is open Monday through Thursday, 10 until 6. Friday and Saturday, 10 until 5. We're closed on Sundays, but we're always available, and we'll come to you. We'll come to you if we need to. Come out to the house and check you out and check out your home and figure out what's next. It's about home theater. It's about audio and video. It's about your network. It's about how big can my TV be, but it's also about the lighting and the control. And we didn't even do blinds and shades. We'll save that for another show.
There you go.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Bye.